Can we move on? Yeah, we.
Yep. Before we move on, IFRS 13, Michelle, do you want to jump in to explain the inconsistency, or?
Yeah, I could just make one point. So the point around inconsistencies between the new standards and the ones we're looking at in this comprehensive review, and the conceptual framework. There was actually a review made by the board, and we'll drop a link to that paper into the chat after the meeting for people to review. But that paper looked at possible differences with the new standards and the new conceptual framework. So we've been reviewing that paper. We don't see that as being a significant challenge at this point in time, but we will just drop the paper into the chat so you can look at it. Thanks, Annie.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Thanks, Michelle. Yeah.
Yep. Thank you. And then I will move on to the alignment with IFRS 13 fair value measurements question as line of the request for information. So question as line signals on aligning the IFRS for SME standard with the definition of fair value in IFRS 13, aligning the guidance on the principles of the fair value hierarchy set out in IFRS 13, include examples that illustrates how to apply the hierarchy and move the guidance and related disclosure requirements to Section 2 of the IFRS for SME standard. Most stakeholders we obtained feedback from agree that aligning the definition of fair value with IFRS 13, because alignment will provide clarity and understandability for users of financial statements prepared applying the IFRS for SME standard. In addition, we also heard consistent views on aligning with the guidance on fair value measurement in IFRS 13, and including examples on how to apply the fair value hierarchy, with most stakeholders mentioning this would be useful for SME to apply the standard. On the topic of moving the fair value guidance and related disclosure requirement to Section 2, many stakeholders support this proposal because in their view, Section 2 is the most logical location for such guidance. However, some stakeholders also make some suggestions. For example, respondents were common letter mentioned that the fair value guidance and related disclosure requirements should be moved to a separate section within the IFRS for SME standard. In the light of feedback on the request for information, the staff recommend that SMEC propose to the board's aligning definition of fair value with IFRS 13, include the guidance on fair value measurement from IFRS 13, include examples on how to apply fair value hierarchy, and move the guidance and related disclosure requirements to Section 2. I now hand over to SMEC members for discussion.
Thanks, Wei. Daniel.
Okay.
Daniel, do you want to speak? Yeah.
Okay. I think fair value is not as relevant for SMEs as it is for entities that apply for IFRS. However, we can't forget that there are large entities that apply the IFRS for SMEs and use fair value more frequently. This is generating, I think, inconsistencies given the difference in approaches between this standard and the IFRS. Therefore, I think it is necessary to align this concept as proposed by the staff, and I think this is a little urgent. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Daniel. Yeah, very clear comments. Any other comment?
I guess when I was looking at this and I was applying what we do within Australia, and we adopt the recognition and measurement for IFRS, but we have different disclosures. So I was thinking it would be useful to have the same definition of fair value. But do we really need the hierarchy for these entities? So we don't require hierarchy for our second tiers within Australia. We do require them to still measure at fair value, but we remove the need for the hierarchy, which I think takes some of the complexity out. And as I was reading it, I wondered if that was an option to still get the same number, but different disclosures.
Thanks, Carmen. Reinhard.
Yeah, I agree with the recommendation. So both is useful. When you need fair value, the concept should be the same. Actually, on the point made on the hierarchy, I think the hierarchy itself is relatively straightforward, and I would expect SMEs to be able to apply. It's what follows. So if you have a level three instrument, then the additional disclosure around sensitivity and the factors involved is what's causing typically the problems, not the classification within level three. So I would expect that the disclosure, is this a level three or not, should be relatively straightforward. The additional other information that IFRS 13 and 9.7 would require is typically the onerous point. And the last comment would be that indeed, the question is when to apply fair value for measuring items on the balance sheet is the much more important question for SMEs than when they do apply fair value, they should be able to follow the principles of IFRS 13. So I support the recommendation.
Thanks, Reinhard. Lei, please.
I agree with the alignment definition fair value. I fight for SMEs. I fight for. So, because the definition of the fair value in FI 13 is widely accepted and therefore, the alignment is beneficial to implement IFI for SMEs more efficient. Secondly, I would like to propose carefully consider the alignment of the fair value hierarchy as introduced in advice to SMEs. Although the theory of the hierarchy is well organized in advice, it might bring the challenge of the actual cost and effort resulting in implement issues for SMEs. It would be suggested to have a further analysis on both how SME using fair value hierarchy at present, and what are the potential implementation issues before it will be adopted. Thirdly, I agree with the proposal to include illustrating example, so some in respect of the application of the fair value hierarchy. Application difficulties are highly anticipated for SMEs in some emerging countries. So more illustrative example can help SMEs to adopt the site fair value hierarchy. So lastly, it would be suggested to separate the fair value as an individual section in advice for SMEs to keep the completeness and understanding, because you know the section two is about the conceptual and principle, but you know for the fair value measurement and the disclosure, it should be separate in a separate section. So that's my opinion. Thank you.
Thanks, Lei. I think I understand your proposal generally agreed, but you would like to have separate section for fair value measurement. Thank you. Raymond.
Thank you. General agreement from our part of the world with this. However, I think with bearing in mind that fair value is not really a big issue for people that are truly in that SME space in any event. I think what they will do in their accounting is that they generally will go with the least cost route, least strenuous route, maybe let me say that, and go with cost less depreciation or cost less any costly SME impairment and that sort of thing. So from that point of view, fair value does not really become an issue for them. Defining it, I think, is important for those that do feel the need to apply it. So I would support bringing in some additional wording that would introduce the fair value measurement principles in a lot more detail. But I don't know whether I'll go as far as putting in a separate section on it in the standard, because in our view is that I think it probably won't have that much widespread usage. But where it does, I think there's probably enough available already in the standards to enable one to be able to apply the accounting. Thank you.
Thanks, Raymond. Jenny.
Thanks. Yes, I mean, I generally agree with this recommendation from the staff. I think aligning the definition is important, but I think the suggestion about guidance should help people with some of the potential complexity, or maybe allay fears over some of the potential complexity associated with it. So that's a good thing. And I agree with moving it into section two. The bit that I'm less convinced about is having disclosure requirements in section two. I don't think there are any disclosure requirements in section two at the moment. That sort of seems slightly strange to me. And I wonder if we wouldn't be better identifying those items where it might be likely that they would be fair valued, and then actually having the disclosure requirements with whatever the other disclosure requirements associated with those items are. So it's a bit, you know, sort of in one place for the preparers to identify what they need to disclose about that topic. Thanks.
Thanks, Jenny. Very good suggestions. Angela?
Yes, I agree with the board's recommendation. I think that we need to maintain the hierarchy as it provides useful information regarding the level of comfort or confidence that one can place with respect to the carrying amounts disclosed in the financial statements. From my perspective, it's of little value if we are going to apply, you know, a fair value standard, and then one cannot determine the level of confidence that they can place with respect to the figures that has been disclosed. And this is what the fair value hierarchy is going to provide us.
Thanks, Angela. And Ayodele.
Thank you. Yes, for me, I also agree with the staff's recommendation that the IFRS presentation should be aligned with IFRS 13. Both the definition, and also agree, I support that the example should be included. We shouldn't forget that IFRS for SME, we are also saying it should be as simple as possible, and we're trying to take away the complexity of the full IFRS from the IFRS for SME. And as much as I agree that the hierarchy should be included, we also know that the hierarchy on its own has its own complexity. And then IFRS for SME, especially when you get to the level, we are talking about level 1, 2, and 3, the complexity of moving from one level to another to determine if you're not in this level, then you go to the next level. That might also bring in little technicality and complexity for the SME. So I believe the issue of hierarchy should also be simplified, so that you won't be working against the issue of simplicity, which will be advocating. And lastly, I also support that the item should be moved, as I say, it should be moved to this section 2 of IFRS for SME. Thank you.
Thanks, Ayodele. Una.
Thank you. I agree with the staff recommendation of aligning the definition. I think that it should mean the same thing as it does in full IFRS. I think the hierarchy is important because I think the degree of measurement uncertainty associated with an item should be highlighted to anyone that looks at the financial statements. And I suppose I would have a preference for a separate subsection in section two. And again, the concern I have is aligned with what Jenny had said about the introduction of disclosures there. I just think that to highlight the fact that this part of Section 2 brings with it associated disclosures should be highlighted. Jenny's suggestion to move it into the other sections, we can think about that, but that might lead to a lot of repetition in relation to the type of disclosures that we actually need, and maybe it's tidier to have them all together. Anyway, that they are my thoughts on it. Thank you.
Thank you. Very good point, particularly on disclosure part. Thank you. Billing.
Thank you.
You are the last one on this topic.
Thank you, Jianqiao. I agree with the proposal to align the definition, to align the guidance, including the hierarchy, to include the examples, perhaps also to include a thought process, something like the practice statement on the materiality, the thought process on how do people determine fair value, more than just example. I don't really have a problem of moving IFRS 13 as part and parcel of this Section 2 concept. But the worry I have, similar to what I think Jenny has brought up, because that section basically gives you the concept, the guidance. Similarly, IFRS 13 doesn't mandate you to apply fair value. It's the respective section that mandate you to apply fair value. So by moving the disclosure also together to Section 2, I have a bit of concern on that, because that section should be kept like concept, principle, guidance. Thank you.
Thank you. Very good comments. Any other comments? This seems not the case. I think we had also a very good discussion on conceptual framework. Basically, I think SMIG members agree with alignment with the 2018 conceptual framework. But on the other hand, there's some concern about additional complexity. I think we will address this issue. And also, I think a disclosure part, I think it's a very good question, very good issue concern. I think we will think about it. So this is my understanding. Wei, do you have any further questions to the SMIG members? Okay. Michelle, do you have? Yeah.
No, I think that's been very helpful. Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay. So I don't see any further comments. So now it brings us the end of today's meeting. As I said, that I think we had a very good discussion today. Thank you again for your participating. And tomorrow we will be drilling down into very technical topics. So I think see you tomorrow. Thank you very much again.
Thank you.